Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey guys, Owen here. Just want to let you know that we're taking a little break next week, but don't worry, we're coming back with Abby, Marius and myself straight after that. We'll be back in the studio having fun and laughs, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you very much for those of you who have been contacting us, leaving us reviews, emails and suggestions. It's been really wonderful to hear from you, and we really hope to see that continue. But in the meantime, here's a chat about the news with myself and Marius. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I am with Marius.
Hi, Elsam.
This is a podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general. The way we do that is we talk about news articles. We talk about life experiences. And we can talk about those because we live here in Denmark. I'm Irish and I live in Copenhagen. We have a co-host, Abby, who's also living in Copenhagen. And she's American, so we've got that corner covered. And we also have Marius, who is a Danish.
A Danish.
Yeah.
pastry.
pastry loving, fashionable Scandinavian man.
Okay, wow.
Is that all right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Sure. let's run with that.
If you found this podcast through Copenhagen Post, if you've clicked on it through there, thank you so much for joining us. If you found it on Spotify, thank you. And while you're there, you might as well give us a 5-star review. Or iTunes, you might as well give us a written review if you're there. And it's all coming through Acast, the Acast network, which is, you know, also fantastic. So whatever way you found us, it's all good. Thank you very much for joining us. And at the top of the show, I said the way we talk about life and things in Denmark is we talk about news and experiences and things like this. So Marius, I'm going to throw to you. Tell me what the news is this week.
Oh, we got some news.
Oh, yeah?
So Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, came for a visit to Denmark. This weekend, he gave 3 speeches. He was out observing some F-16 planes. We're sending him a bunch of them, and he's getting 19 F-16 planes to be exact. We're also training a bunch of pilots for Ukraine. I think it's a sort of 70 or something, so quite a lot. But we're sending them some used F-16 planes. And Zelensky was in the country to sort of thank you for the support. He gave a speech in front of the Christiansborg, the parliament, where he said that the Ukrainian and Danish people could have a skål once the war was won.
A skål.
A school, cheers.
Cheers. So,
he was being folksy, jovial.
Wow.
In his speech to the people.
Uh huh.
And him and Mette also get a chance to. There's a wonderful image on the VR where Zelensky is sitting in an F-16 plane with Mette in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they look very happy. They look like they're having a blast.
I'm sure he was pretty chuffed to get an F-16 from Denmark. That's a pretty big step, because there's a lot of humming and hawing about those F-16s before they were actually guaranteed.
Yeah, there was, and I mean, there still is. They are used, and they're.
You say that as if they're like stained and there's like coffee mug marks on the arm of the of the seat and stuff like this. I'm sure they're in pretty good nick though.
You would hope so. But yeah, I mean, they're not the newest and shiniest planes, but they supposedly could be used to fight other planes. They can also be used to sort of, combat is sort of along the front with the right missiles. They can reach targets far away.
You sound like, which you totally are, but you sound like somebody who's just been pulled into DR at the last minute to talk about something they've just Wikipedia'd. You're like, they could be used to fight other planes and maybe the front as well.
They've got two wings.
Got wings on them. I like, you're bringing, you're pointing at like the words that you see on the page. You're like, used. So they're not, they're probably pretty good, but they've been used.
So we hope they find good use for our planes.
Mm-hmm.
And the 73 Ukrainians that will train will have some Godspeed. Let's say that.
It was a pretty it was a big deal that he turned up, because I think it was like pretty kind of like open to the public. You could have gone and seen him speak.
Yeah. You can, or you could. So that's always. I don't know. I've never gone to any. I've never done that.
Well,
I've never been like, President, whoever is coming, I should go wave a flag. Or I don't. I gotta be honest. I don't quite get why people do that.
I've seen a few things. I've seen. I saw Obama do a speech in Ireland when he was president. That was pretty cool. There's just like historic figures. You're like, I'd like to see them speak. The president of Catalan, who has like an arrest warrant out for them, did a speech in, I think it was Copenhagen University, like 2 years ago. And it was when they had left Spain, or like Catalan. And it was while they were like, wanted for to be like under, they had an arrest warrant. So I was like, that would have been a pretty interesting speech to see.
Yeah.
And like, also like, if of all the political figures in the world, like, don't get me wrong, I didn't see this guy speak either, but of all the political figures in the world, the president of Ukraine at this moment in time is probably like the most historically important figure.
For sure. Definitely at the moment. And it's not to say that, like, I couldn't find it interesting hearing what the person said.
Yeah.
It's more the fact that it's a bit the same with sporting events.
Mm.
I'd rather watch it on television, because the coverage is just so much better.
Yeah, the camera just gets the better angle.
Yes. You know, sometimes I just get annoyed standing in a mass of people you know, the speech might be good and really profound, but I'm annoyed about people around me, so I'm not really.
But don't you find that there's always those moments, like at like festivals and concerts and stuff like this, that you always have those moments of like kind of low. Okay, maybe low thing's too strong word, but you're always like annoyed at something, like you drop something that you can't get to, or you're being pushed by somebody, or you want to go somewhere and you can't get there or anything. But you always forget about those as soon as the event's finished. I find
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I was annoyed. Like, when I went to see, like, the Obama thing I saw was, like, insane. It closed, like, a whole quarter of like a whole section of Dublin City. And you had to, like, queue for hours and get in. And it was, like, and I don't think I technically saw him. I think I saw him on a screen from the back. Like, I don't think I actually saw the man. But, you know, that's not what I'm telling people, except for now.
Yes. I could feel the spit every time he said it.
Have you seen the photo of me shaking his hand?
Yeah. But then when you watch it, if you're in the crowd and then you can't really see the person and you're basically watching a screen, then I'm like, I could have stayed home for this.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not to say that you cannot, like, there's also, you know, at a great concert, you know, it's amazing to be part of the crowd and feel, you know, you feed off the energy of the crowd as well. So that,
And it was certainly positive. It's certainly big news. It was certainly big news that he was here in Denmark.
For sure. Other big news. We're sending another Dane into space. I actually think it's the same one.
I think it's the same one.
So it's not a new Dane. It's the same Dane, but he's going back. He's going back in space. Andreas Mogensen, he's going to be sent up to the International Space Station, and he's going to be testing wastewater. So they have a very rigorous sort of a program when they're up there. There's no dilly-dallying, and they have to do a lot of tests. And I thought it was kind of interesting. Like, I knew that they sort of how did they get water, Owen?
I'm going to guess it's urine.
Yes, wastewater is what they're, nicely sort of reusing to make drinking water, so you don't have to bring up a big a bunch of, excrements. That wouldn't be fair. So they're testing out a sort of a new, more lightweight system for this, because the current one they have is very heavy, and that's not going to work if you go on longer missions to Mars and stuff like that. So that's one thing they're testing up there. They're also testing a new 3D metal printer, and the idea is they want to test out if it's actually better, or if it makes the material stronger if you do it in sort of zero gravity.
Oh, okay.
Going to both be printing sort of in on the International Space Station, and then also down back on Earth, and then we'll compare if it's actually if it has any effect to do it in zero gravity. And they're also going to test because there's a lot of sort of the well-being of astronauts in space. It's you're out of your daily routine. There's not sort of a sunset, sundown kind of thing. So they're going to try out some virtual reality for exercising, amongst other things.
Virtual reality for exercise. So they're going to put, like, you have to put VR, like, headsets on.
Yeah, they have like a space bike that they use. Then they're going to put on some VR headsets, and then you can go for a nice forest bike ride.
That's like proper, like, I mean, Aliens, when Ripley's like sitting in that little, like, it looks like a park, but it's actually just like a bunch of screens with trees on it. Like, we're talking proper, like, futuristic. And so this week we're talking about space bikes and VR helmets, and San Francisco has self-driving taxis now.
Okay.
The future is here. We're in the future, and we have robots that we text, like write our essay answers when we're in tests. I mean, we've hit the future, and we didn't even know it.
But that's how the future sneaks up on you. Suddenly you're in it, right?
Bang.
All
of a sudden it's the past.
When you're in it, it's not the future anymore. Then it's just
now.
Fuck. The now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
There's
But they're doing these things to sort of both, because they need to exercise, because, and when you're in zero gravity, you lose muscle mass very quickly.
Yeah.
So they have to constantly exercise. And it's also just for mental health reasons, like to create some more sort of...
Here's what you're missing.
Homey feeling.
Also
to motivate exercise, basically.
There's a Danish company called Aquaporin, and they do filtration systems, like modeled on like cellular, like how cells themselves filtrate. They've been able to like industrially produce that, and they have filters that I think are being used in space now. I think they used them in the space station. So it's not only a Dane practicing filtration, but there's a Danish company making them.
Yep. Aquaporin.
Yeah.
So I heard Aquaporin.
Aquaporin? Porin.
Yeah. Yeah,
Aquaporin's porin. A different type of water thing. That's a different sport. That's a different water experimentation thing completely.
But I also hear they're sending Aquaporin to the space station. and such.
Here's what you miss.
But yes, no, you're correct. That is a Danish, Aquaporin is a Danish company. DTU is also involved with sending up this 3D printer. So there's a lot of Danish stuff going up here to being tested.
Surely CBS have to get in there somehow. They're like, if DTU is going, CBS will want to do something.
What are they going to send? Like a Here's a briefcase.
Pie chart. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, so CBS, for those who don't know, is a Copenhagen business school. And it's just like, it's a weird, like, it's in the local, like, dialect now, like, to say CBS is like kind of very,
like a type.
It's a type of person. Like the amount of times someone will just end like describing someone with, oh yeah, and CBS. They won't even say they've been there. They'll just say, hey, you know, CBS. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like it's something, if DTU was going, that CBS would be like, ah, we'll get up there. No offense to any CBS listeners. I mean, I'm sure, please correct us if we're wrong. copiacopenhagen@gmail.com. Write all your rants to me. But that's just what I would have expected to hear.
maybe they'll send some business analyst up there.
You know what it's going to be? I'm totally wrong. It's not going to be DTU, it's not going to be CBS going to an international space station. It's harder to say when you're not speaking it properly. It would be DTU going with SpaceX. It would be Elon Musk. That's where they would be going.
What? I didn't get that at all. Who? DTU is going to SpaceX?
No. CBS would go with Elon Musk, SpaceX. Because that's like an actual business.
But they're the ones launching the astronauts up.
What?
The image of Andreas, he's wearing the SpaceX new suit.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me that CBS is probably involved somewhere already?
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So that's the space adventure.
Cool.
We're going on. And you mentioned taxis.
Yeah.
Just a little warning. There's a lot of pirate taxis around Copenhagen these days.
What?
And a lot of people are being... Like, there's a 60% increase in police reports here in 2023 about people getting their PIN codes sort of stolen or credit cards stolen in these private taxis.
Oh.
So if someone stops and asks you if you you want to ride, well, I've done that previously with success. There wasn't any issues with it. But
a private car, like just somebody were like, hey, do you want a lift?
Yeah.
And then they charged you?
Yeah, then you like typically you would agree on a price, like, oh, we're going here.
I didn't know this was a thing.
I mean, it's illegal. It's not legal.
So there's like people hanging out at like outside of bars and stuff, and they're like, hey, listen, I'll give you a lift if you mobile pay me 40, like 100 kroner.
For example, yeah.
Oh. I said that tone made it sound like I just got a business idea, but.
Yeah. Oh. I'm quitting this podcast.
Okay, so there's a crackdown on pirate taxis.
Yes, just to say to be mindful, be careful. Don't. It's typically they will like stop you because they want cash or something like that to avoid any trace of the potential tax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing any kind of police investigating them.
Yeah.
And that's where they tend to trick you, sort of, with they view what your PIN code is, or they some kind of.
I mean,
drunk people they prey on. So
yeah, it's incredibly disappointing that it doesn't have anything to do with actual pirates. I'm annoyed with that, but otherwise, that's good advice. Thank you for that.
And final news story, which I think is quite nice. You may have been on Israel's Plus. Have you ever been there?
I have. Yes, I think I know what you're going to say. I think I read this in Copenhagen Post. The Israel's Plus, that's by where the market, what's the market in Copenhagen called?
Yeah, the Torvhallerne, the big food market.
Yeah. Israel's Plus, yeah.
Where the basketball courts are now.
Yes, yeah.
But now they're also going to do a Palestina square.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do that in Nørrebro, if you know where there's a sort of Nørrebroparken ends kind of in a sort of a little skate park thingy where there's kind of a big roof and then just beyond that, there's a bar.
Yeah, yeah, Friend or whatever it's called. Yeah,
that bar is called Friedel, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn that into a Palestina square.
So. Okay. All right.
I think it's about fucking time. But better late than never.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm curious how many people are going to complain about that.
There's
probably going to be nobody complaining from Norbro, but there's going to be somebody complaining about that.
Yeah. I hope there's no Israeli people complaining about this, because
I wouldn't think so. I hope not. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, let's see what the Israeli embassy says.
Yeah, yeah. Dim the news.
Nice, short, sweet bit of news this week.
We had.
I don't know if you were listening, but we had a bit of news, but also a bit of philosophy last week. I was talking about existential crises and stuff like that. So it's nice to get back to just actual. Here's a bit of information about what's happening in Denmark. That also helps people. And that is the last episode for a week. We're going to take a week off. We're off next week. One little break. During the summer,
yes.
And Abby will be back, and I'll be back, and Marius will be back, and we'll actually all be in the one place for the first time in what, like 6 weeks? So looking forward to that. But
me too.
Until then, do you have any hot tips for anybody?
Oh, I do.
I caught you off guard there. You weren't expecting that.
I actually kind of was. We've got a festival coming up. There's a Strøm Festival. Starting here on the 20 or the 31st, running to the 3rd of September, and it's happening kind of all over town, with different music events.
Mm-hmm.
The festival started back in 2006, so it has a couple of years been going successfully. And they used to be very sort of an outdoor thing, but they're going to now move into spaces and buildings this year as well. And they have a kickoff event at the Glyptotek in the Winter Garden there.
Mm.
And I actually learned something quite interesting that I didn't know at all. Back in the 70s and 80s, that was that Winter Garden in Glyptotek.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of the birthplace of the electronic music scene in Denmark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
cool. It's one of the sort of, what's it called? First movers, I guess you could say, or pioneers within the Danish electronic music scene.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Møller Pedersen, who used to be a part of this back in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
He is going to do a piece there. I guess
nice.
It's called Sound Year. And it's specifically created to the Glyptotek's Winter Garden, and it was released 40 years ago, so that should be interesting.
Very cool.
And that's from 5:30 to 8:30 on the 31st, Thursday the 31st of August.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you very much for us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Also, SMK, the State's Museum of Art Kunst, they also on the 1st of September have an event called Transformations, and here you can go hear some talks and observe the art. And first there'll be some music, then there'll be some art and emotions and talk, and there's another mini concert by Kurt Lunde. So if you're into some art and visual art, then go check out SMK on the 1st of September. That's from 4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, if you're into vintage bicycles, you can go to
Islands. You know I am.
Yes, I know you are. you can go to Islands Plus and look at vintage bikes. You can also buy one. So if you're looking to upgrade your bicycle, then go there. And that is running through the weekend, so from the 2nd to the 3rd of September. So go go check out some vintage bikes at his house best.
Nice. And if you are on the other side of the country, check out Albert's on a Sunday for English comedy. And they do a bunch of different things comedy-wise during the week. But I think most of you in Danish. But check it out on Sunday. It's in the basement of Albert's bar. Really nice place. Where else? I was in Aalborg recently. Had a fun time there.
Yeah, that was
fun. I saw a Haypenny, not a Haypenny, what's Penny Farthing bike while I was there. So a Penny Farthing cycled by.
Oh, that's the like the big wheel, small
big wheel
bike, right?
Big wheel, small wheel. Yeah, exactly. That's what I remember. I'm not sure what else is happening up there, but it was a really nice place. Paris of the North, they call it.
What?
Yeah. Do you not know that?
No.
Yeah. The only people who call it Paris of the North are the people from Aalborg, but yeah, it's Paris of the North. So I had a lovely weekend in Paris of the North.
Why?
No. When somebody says that to you from the local town, you don't question it. You just accept it.
No.
Yeah. Well, until when we're next back, which is 2 weeks, until then, all I can ask everyone to do is just stay
coping.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.